The topic for this, my first audio boo, was prompted by a Radio 4 programme that I listened to a little while ago. It was on the subject of cross-cultural adoption. The question it posed was whether it was appropriate for, say, families from a Muslim heritage to adopt children of Christian faith, or for white families to adopt black children, and so on. One of the panelists was against the idea of cross-cultural adoption. She cited the example of a young man who, as a boy, had been adopted by a Jewish family. Later on, he learned that he, in fact, was from a Muslim heritage, and, as we understand, tried to get the adoption order revoked. We don't know why. It may simply be that he wanted to honour his Muslim heritage. For me, the programme threw up questions around identity formation and whether elements of our sense of self are formed in early stages of development. Furthermore, whether these elements are so embedded in our psyche that we're not even conscious of them, but they do have a major influence on our behaviours, on how we're being, and how we see ourselves. It also got me wondering about the impact of early experiences on our later selves, and reminded me of a profound discovery I made during a coaching session that I had recently. What was a relatively innocuous incident that happened when I was 9 had been buried so deep in me, I had no conscious awareness of it and its effect on my sense of self. The detail of that story is for another audio boo. I guess my point is, so much of who we are, our sense of self, is buried very deep. Journeying across the landscape of our sense of self is a fascinating process, full of wonder, excitement, and a bit of dread, if I'm honest, about what we'll discover. And perhaps more importantly, what we can be, what we can become, who we can be, who we can become. For me, the journey has been so empowering that it's enabled me to do this, my first audio boo, something I never thought I would ever be able to do. So I guess my last point is, go out and start doing your own self-exploration and finding out what's possible for you.